The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. The judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. The judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there's something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was saying before Mass, I absolutely love this first reading because it really shows who we are as human beings. We're very quick to forget when something good happens in our lives, and the moment that something goes wrong, what do? We start to complain. And we forget how God has already blessed us time and time again in our own lives and in our journey. And it's a reminder of just how human we are, because the unknown is so scary for us. And when things don't seem to be going our way, it's very easy for us to forget how already blessed we are. God has blessed each and every one of us in so many different ways throughout our life journey. And we must live lives of gratitude every day, thanking God for his blessings. So my dear friends, as we begin our day this morning, let us trust, even if God leads us in another direction, that God will never abandon us for a second, and that he has already blessed us abundantly, and he will continue to do so. So in other words, no complaining today, okay? So let's just pause right now. So we begin this new work week. How has God blessed you recently? And let's just thank God for showing his love to us in so many different ways.